The choice of John Edwards is a hit with many Democrats, from party leaders to grassroots activists. But Republicans say both Edwards and Kerry are ill-equipped to handle the war on terror. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The choice of John Edwards says a lot about how John Kerry sees the presidential race unfolding. Edwards has no military experience or foreign policy credentials, save for a brief stint on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and that suggests Kerry feels his own credentials, his record as a Vietnam vet and his long service on the Foreign Relations Committee, will be enough. It also suggests that Kerry is betting 4 months from now domestic issues will once again become the prime concern for voters. David Axelrod was John Edwards' chief strategist during the primaries.
I think the fundamental issue in this campaign, as important as Iraq is something even larger, and that's the viability of the middle class in this country, the ability of working families to pay their health care bills and their college tuition bills, to save for retirement. This has been an integral part of John Edwards' message and his life, frankly. And by adding Edwards to the ticket, I think Kerry is underscoring how important that issue is.
Axelrod, who's based in Chicago, thinks the choice of Edwards also serves a strategic purpose. The race will be decided in a geographic crescent, from Philadelphia over to the Great Lakes and on to Missouri. Edwards' strength on that terrain is why Axelrod says he signed up with him in the first place, and where Axelrod believes Edwards can help Kerry the most.
I thought that in order to win those states, we needed to have a candidate who could appeal to people in small towns, working class voters in small towns and rural areas where we had been beaten badly by the Republicans in the past. And I felt that Edwards could go into these communities and relate to these voters as someone who comes from a working class background and who comes from small town America.
Edwards may not bring any southern states into the Democratic column, but Democrats are hopeful his presence on the ticket will force Republicans to compete harder for states like North Carolina and will provide some comfort to Democratic candidates running for the House and Senate in the South. Republicans, of course, see the pick very differently. Even before Kerry spoke this morning, the Republican National Committee released a statement calling Edwards a disingenuous, unaccomplished liberal and friend to personal injury trial lawyers. In the past, the White House has called John Edwards the Breck girl of American politics, suggesting there wasn't much behind his handsome face and perfect hair. Mary Madeline worked for Vice President Dick Cheney in the White House and is now an advisor to the Bush campaign.
He's sort of a Chinese dinner. It's just spectacular while you're there, and it's enjoyable, and you walk away, and it's, what did he say? He really did not offer any policy prescriptives relative to those issues we face, as Kerry didn't either. Their only thing they offered, and one says it with a scowl and one says it with a smile, is we're not George Bush. That in the end, that is just not enough.
Edwards ran for president while he was serving his first term in the U.S. Senate, and he campaigned hard for the number two spot. Republicans like Madeline think the combination of his inexperience and ambition will hurt him.
Being vice president these days is a hard job, and it's one of the reasons Dick Cheney, of the many reasons he's such an asset to this president, is his absence of any other agenda except the president's. And it's hard when you have future political aspirations, as John Edwards clearly does, to serve completely loyally to the president, as Kerry would need.
John Edwards begins campaigning with John Kerry in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.